Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my Wine 101 review. Haven't done this in a while, so I wanted to do a little special. So what I'm doing is there's a lot of wine clubs, wine subscriptions that's out there, and I frequent them every now and then. And especially during this COVID-19, Corona pandemic time, it's no sense on going out trying to find wine and going into these stores and exposing yourself. So I've ordered in about 3 to 4 different subscriptions that I had in the past. And then I'm going to load up on those and then just go from there. So with that being said, my first contestant is Bright Cellars. So I decided to do something with Bright Cellars because they were the first one that had a really good deal going on. Because Bright Cellars have their own subscription deal, and I was able to have one from that. So I wanted to be able to say, how do I utilize these subscriptions, and how do I kind of rate them amongst their peers and then the different things from that? So what I wanted to do, this is my wine, White Bordeaux. What I wanted to do is start when I have these wines, when they come in, kind of say, what's the subscription, how they actually work, and then go from there. So from that, Bright Cellars, this is the one that we really wanted to start with right now. What they do, this is a different type of subscription that I found kind of interesting. And I'm going to tell you why I feel that it's interesting. The reason why I feel that is interesting is because what they do, they determine the quality of wine based on a quiz that they actually give you. They give you a quiz. They ask you about what do you drink? Do you like a certain kind of smell? Do you do all of that? And it goes through a whole lot of these Q&As, and then they'll give you a set of different wines based on whatever you said. Why do I like them? Well, suffer being a sommelier and telling you this is the best wine and you would like this. I do it that, what do you like? What is your palate? What do you like to taste? What are you familiar with smell? What don't you like? Because sometimes it's what you don't like that you need to stay away from that will determine what you like. There's some people who said, no, I like whiskey. So let's go with something really heavier, a little woodsy, a little smoky or whatever like that. Oh, I can't have something really heavy like that. You know, if I get a mixed drink, it has to be sweet. Okay, then now let's go to something bright, something more so white, and then we can transition to the red. So they do that with their testing, and this is Bright Cellars. So here's some interesting things. There's two guys, graduates from MIT. But these two guys, one was a programmer, and they got together and say, hey, here's something like that. This is another reason, because I've had them before. One of the reasons I really enjoyed, they got about 43 people in their whole company. More than 50% are women. More than 50% of the employees working with these two guys are women. Good that. Hot is very diverse. You got black, you got Asian, you got Hispanic, so really good, telling me something that they feel that if you get the quality from, you know, different genres, I mean different genders, different backgrounds, you can get someone to say, you know what, this is what you didn't put in. So they're getting a lot of good different things. So let's get into a little more detail. It's a 30-day subscription and it's $80 for 4 wines. That's where I have the problem. So you got $20 wines and that's delivered to you. But my problem with that is I'm drinking my white Bordeaux. The problem I have with that is I can get a $20 bottle of wine to my liking wherever I go because I already know my taste. But if you don't know your taste and you're paying $20 and then you get the wine that you don't like, it's kind of going to turn you off. So you got to take that in consideration. So here's a couple of things that'll help you out, though. They give you a $50 discount for new subscribers. So you jump in, they give you a discount, Boom. And if you get somebody else to describe, you get another discount. But again, it's a reoccurring $80 per month for four wines. No. If these wines are fantastic, probably yes. If not, I'm going to have a little problem. So that's one of the other things. Options, red and white. But depending on your palate, you know, I got one. It's a rosé. So they also gave me a rosé. So you got red, white, rosé. I'm not sure if they have any sparkling as well, but we'll find out with my next one. Here's another positive as well. The other positive is it's you can push back your subscription and say, I haven't even drunk all of these yet. So give me a break, dude. Push it back to one more month. They'll push it back and they'll go from that. So you can go from that. What else do they have about this? So the Wine Club Review, there's a website, Wine Club Review. They gave it a 4 stars. So, well, we're ready for that. Those are pretty good. So, Bright Cellars. Like I said, I had it before. I tried it. I can't remember which wines it was because I know I did reviews of those. But now, let's go through the ones that they gave me because I actually got one bonus wine because I kind of with my subscriptions, I kind of want to be able to say, how can I get an extra discount upon even with the subscription or how can I try it out to see if I like it? Because there's a couple of them and we mentioned it before. I think last week I had a Naked Wine subscription because I still got a lot of wine from them, but I had a Naked Wines and if I don't like it, I'm only going to jump on it when I get like an extra discount or whatever from that. I'm that guy. I'm not committed to anyone unless you give me a good discount or you supply me with good wine. So let's get into the wine because I'm not going to open them, but I'm going to give you the what I've actually received and then we can go from that.
First up is the Avast Wine Riesling. So, you know, this one came out. I love Rieslings. It's a medium sweet style of Riesling. This wine is perfect for pairing with spicy foods. What you got here is tangerine notes, peach, pear, and jasmine. I would love to smell this jasmine. So that's the first one we have from the Columbia Valley in Washington. Next, we have a Cactus Park, a Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé, or Rose, as most people kind of say it. The Rosé of Cabernet Sauvignon, a fruit forward on the palate with aromas of strawberry bubblegum and juicy watermelons. Crisp and refreshing with lean acidity. Like I said, strawberry, watermelon, lemon, and rose. And this is from the Paso Robles region of California. Next, we have the Wandering Giants. It's a Barbera. This is Italian, which is kind of different coming out of California. It's a popular Italian grape. This California expression is full of ripe fruits like plum, blackberry, and cherry. Warm brown baking spices and depth and complexity. It has blackberry, blackcurrant, cinnamon, and very earthy. This is from the north coast of California. My last two are Cabernet Sauvignon. And look at this big old bear we got here. This is a Mojave Rain. The new vintage of our favorite California Cabernet is ripe and fruit forward in character with notes of black raspberry, plum, and baking spice. It's a full body, round textured Cabernet, which I really love. And our last Cabernet Sauvignon is the Happy Medium. A ripe, robust Cabernet Sauvignon is chock full of jammy fruit flavors like raspberry, plum, and cherry. Supple notes of vanilla and baking spices are secondary. For some reason, we're getting a lot of these freaking baking spices, but we see what it is. But it's a full body red. So that's all I got. These are the five wines that I received through Bright Cellars. And so, you know what I was reading of, they had like each one of them had their own tasting cards. So it's really cool. Take a look at two samples that I'm just throwing up right now. But that's what we have. So next time on Wine 101, we're probably looking at a splash or something different on the subscription or wine club side. So go to the website, urbanwinelife.com, and check out the podcast or the video, or you can turn around and go to the Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube and check us out on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life.